I have a naive belief in the generosity of our fellow countrymen, that if they knew the facts, with even the incredible lack of clarity that we have, I believe they would move to affect their government in such a way as to change its policy. But they don't know the facts, and from our own experience, we can see why. Consider something very close to home, what happened on campus last semester, and consider the way it was reported in the press. Consider that. Now, I had never before that been able to compare an important historic event with the way it was reported, because I'd never been in on any important historic event, because I was only a citizen. But last semester, I was engaged in causing important historic events. We all were. And we all had the opportunity to see just what those events were. And there was no comparison, a very slight comparison, which could be drawn between the reporting and the events. And look again, personal experience, look at the incompetence, the 24 incompetents who are put in charge of the University of California. These are the people who make fundamental policy which governs our lives. At this last Regents meeting, representatives of the students of the Free Student Union were present at the meeting of this governing board. They were not permitted to speak officially, and so one of them, in desperation and eloquence, said, this was Bob Mundy, "We have asked to be heard. You have refused. We have asked for justice. You have called it anarchy. We have asked for freedom. You have called it license. Rather than face the fear and hopelessness you have created, you have called it communistic. You have accused us of failing to use legitimate channels, but you have closed those channels to us. You and not us have built a university based on distrust and dishonesty." In the course of that speech, Governor Brown told Bob to shut up and call the police. That's one example of the body set up and the mechanism set up to make decisions in America. Another example, very important. President Kennedy, who some of us felt, at the beginning in any case, offered some hope as a more responsible leader, sponsored and supported ComSat, or what has become ComSat, the communications satellite corporation, a public and private corporation. Some people, including, I believe, Senator Morse, opposed this. And there was a liberal filibuster in the Senate. Didn't last very long. President Kennedy supported ComSat. It has on its governing board some people representing the public and some representing private industry. Representing the public on the whole governing board, according to Drew Pearson, are three people. Let me tell you who they are. Representing that part of the public which is business, this is in addition to those representing private corporations, is someone whose name I don't know from General Motors. He has come to virtually every meeting. Representing labor, all of labor, aren't many of those in America, is Mr. Meany. Now that's like the Urban League representing the civil rights movement. Representing the public, that's those who are neither laborers nor businessmen, for example, students and housewives. And just listen, is Clark Kerr. He has, according to this report, not come to even one meeting. That's the way, that's right, we kept him busy. That's the way decisions are made in America. See? This is a public and private corporation. Public and private. And the public is represented. I'm very pessimistic. Very pessimistic. Well, the National Liberation Front, I don't know altogether that much about. I wish I knew an awful lot more about it than I do. But I know that in some ways, and this you can even get from the reports in the Tribune, in some ways it's the counterpart of those dastardly FSM people last semester, in some ways. That means to me, if you have negotiations which take place between the United States and the Soviet Union, and even Communist China, and possibly Hanoi, but you leave out the National Liberation Front, you know, that's like the CCPA without the FSM. Impossible. I tell you, if I were involved in such a revolution, I would rather die than get out under those circumstances. All right. Which are the kinds of people who are proposing things like, if you stop fighting altogether, we'll give you a good payoff? Well, you know, they're the same kinds of people who opposed us here when we fought on campus last semester. And right now, I'm not talking about the reactionaries on the Board of Regents. I'm talking about some liberals. That's what I'm talking about. Who is one of the architects of American foreign policy in Vietnam? Robert A. Scalapino. Who is it on December 7th? Remember the Greek theater? Who is it on December 7th who, with Clark Kerr, mouthed those magnificent generalities and hypocritical cliches which was supposed to end the crisis without letting the academic Senate even have its say? These are the same people, same ones, those who want to make decisions by a kind of elite know-how here at the University of California are the same ones who will refuse repeatedly to let people, just little ordinary people, take part in decision making wherever there are decisions to be made. Thanks.